right, and welcome to Fast Break Breakfast, NBA podcast. My name is Keith, and I am actually sitting alone in the baby dungeon, not even Chase Buddy Bunger to be by my side. It is Thursday, the day before NBA free agency is supposed to officially begin. The eve of free agency, we are standing at the precipice of what Zach Lowe called an orgy of confused spending. This is probably my favorite time of the season as an NBA fan. I love dreaming about all the different ways it can go right and wrong for teams and the different timelines and permutations of what could happen or might happen. And I get so excited just thinking about what it'll all look like, I guess, when it's done. Chuck and John could not be here. We couldn't mesh our schedules exactly this week after finishing our 35-week trek through the regular season and playoffs, but I am going to call them both to check in on them and see what's on their minds before the actual money splurge begins. So without further ado, let's call Chuck. All right, Chuck, hey, what's up, man?
Why are you calling me right now?
Man, it's morning. It's time to talk basketball.
Okay.
It is actual early morning. The birds are chirping. The noses are running.
Oh, man.
Allergies and lifestyle.
They're so real.
Yeah. Never feels more real than first thing in the morning.
Oh, the hangover.
Yep.
Of the half bottle of wine you drank in 10 minutes after you put your son to bed last night.
That sounds more like my life than your life, Chuck.
Oh, man, I get dad nights every once in a while, and they're great. But it also means that I just have to drink booze after he goes to bed fast because he's going to get up way before I would normally.
Exactly. Yeah, you gotta get it in.
Yeah.
You don't want to stay up late.
No, you can't stay up late, but my lifestyle also leaves me in, you know, situations where I go to bed when the sun's rising.
Right.
So I'm in this weird space when I have him that I have to, like, adjust and get up with him at 7 in the morning. So.
Yeah. It definitely, I went a solid decade without ever seeing, like, 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Like, I literally never saw 7 a.m. for any reason. And then I finally, like, adjusted it back as I got older.
Uh-huh.
But still, it wasn't until, you know, my kid was born where it's like, oh, I don't, like, my life for... since high school, or like since, you know, like since I graduated high school,
yeah.
I woke up at 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. or later. Like,
yeah.
That was the earliest I ever got up. And now I've adjusted to, like, full adulthood where I am just, it's like every day, like, seeing 6:30, you know, or seeing 6 or whatever it is.
Yeah, but it changes your, and when I saw you on Friday,
yeah,
you were in rare form.
Well, I mean, I was in nighttime form.
You were in dad on a night out for him. Yeah.
Yeah. So I ran
that's
into
what I did for the first year. Every night I was divorced. How you were on Friday, I was for 12 calendar months.
Well, I mean, I wasn't inappropriate. I was just
no.
up late having a good time with friends.
Yeah.
I snuck up. So as our listeners know, Chuck has a food truck now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking down a street in Nashville, and from a distance, I was like, you know, that could be Chuck's food truck. And here's the thing about food trucks. You don't have a lot of peripheral vision.
Right.
Real easy to sneak up behind a food truck. So I got right up under the window and then, like, yeah.
Popped in. And
ducked around, yelled in Chuck's face.
That was scary.
It was. I was planning to get something.
Uh-huh.
But you guys shut down at like 1 o'clock. Like I
yeah,
was,
we you know, we did our business and it was time to go home. There was too many drunk people who were.
Isn't that your thing? I mean, you were posted up outside of a couple of popular
Nashville
bars.
Yeah, we made enough money.
Bars.
It was our soft opening. We made enough money and we had to get up early the next day to do some cooking. So, you know, it's the food's once we make enough, you know, I'm not out there to kill it. You know, man, I'm trying to make a little bit of money, you know?
Yep.
So I want my life to not suck, and I wanted to catch last call, of course.
There you go.
So, yeah, it worked out.
Well, it is funny. So it sounds like your business motivations have always been my motivations. Like, I don't want to, like, I'm not trying to be greedy.
No.
I just want to work just enough
right.
to pay for the things, that, you know, like,
yeah.
which is why now that I'm a full-grown man, I have free time on a Thursday morning.
Right. I'm building an economy based on just, like, leisure and work, doing things I love until it stops being fun.
Right. I was always the, you know, if I could get someone to pay me like $40 an hour for 2 hours, like, well, heck.
Yeah.
That's I work 2 hours. Let's shut it down.
Yeah.
Like if you can't live on $80 a day, what's the problem?
What are you doing?
Yeah. So anyway, we're speaking of finances and things that are hard to imagine.
Oh, I'm here to only talk about Hassan Whiteside's DMs. Oh, that's all I'm here for today.
Yeah, so I think I lived my first year after college on my own, and I made $7,000.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these NBA players are going to be making, what, like $30,000 a minute per, per NBA minute?
I don't even want to
like,
think about it.
So I do. So with, as we've talked all for years now, the impending cap spike, the rising
onions.
Cap, onions, has finally, like, we're in the midst of it. And so we've hit the silly season, and, like, now I feel like bloggers and Reddit users have been talking for a while, like, trying to adjust our expectations. But it's starting to leak out, like, the first thing, even the moratorium, which we've been in, you know, like, Joakim Noah, $18 million, and everyone's starting to freak. So, like, I am hesitant, or I'm not looking forward to the constant outrage over every contract. Like,
oh, right.
Like,
right.
Just get it through your system. Everything is going to be big. It's all silly. It's all monopoly money.
Uh-huh.
Just no, nothing to worry about. But that being said, your boy Whiteside, how are you, Chuck, as a Heat lifer, enjoying the final couple days of Dwayne Wade and Hassan Whiteside?
I'm good as long as Durant comes. You know what I mean? Like, I'm straight. Now, here's the thing. I don't think Wade's doing anything other than being a good businessman.
Right.
He's, you know, he knows he's not going anywhere. He's trying to get a couple extra million a year. Now, he might leave. He could. I don't know. If he does, you're looking at a real big, you know, black mark on Pat Riley's legacy and his, you know, kind of whole, you know, the thing that he built, this Heat lifer thing, and keeping Udonis Haslam years past his, you know, usefulness to the franchise and all this stuff. Yeah, if Wade walks, it kind of blows all that up, you know?
Yep.
So yeah, it's going to be an interesting thing to play out. I hate doing speculative nonsense. As it is for me right now, Dwayne Wade's going to retire as a Miami Heat basketball player. And if he doesn't, I'd be severely surprised.
Right.
Yeah, as far as Whiteside goes, look, man, this dude is and has been as big of a headache as he's been a talent on the court.
Right.
He's, you know, at the end of the year, I did watch him kind of play better basketball and be willing to do any passing out of the post, which was, you know, usefully hopeful at the time.
I do feel like his passing, it hit the point where, like, it became such a big deal that he never got assists, that he was trying to get assists. But it's also,
right.
He only is trying to get assists not to help his team, just
to get an assist.
Just to tally assists and for people to talk about the fact that he got an assist.
Right, because it's never an opportunity for him to, like, if he has any chance for ball movement in their offense to, you know, whip the ball around, if he has a double team, quickly push it out. It's his passes come, oh, yeah, I'm double teamed for about 5 seconds on the shot clock. Okay, I think I'll pass it now,
right.
You know. And that ended up being an issue, too, because he would turn the ball over more when he was trying to actually pass. So he's a, I don't know, he's one of those guys that I think will be, I'm not going to be sad to see him go, you know. And I could see him becoming an Eddie Curry or a, you know, Andrew Bynum,
right.
You know,
right.
Once
oh,
they get
most
paid.
Definitely.
You know, once they get paid, what are you going to do? You know, and pull him out of a situation. If he leaves Miami, put him in another stupid organization, or any organization that isn't really structured and has a hierarchy like the Heat does. I can't see him really, without the right sort of, like, leadership, being that great.
Speaking of Andrew Bynum, one of the highlights of the NBA Finals was seeing Andrew Bynum in attendance drinking a Miller Lite, like a 24-ounce tall boy Miller
tall
Lite
boy.
With his Demolition Man hair. Just a man, that guy's living. He's like 29.
Yeah, he's still a multimillionaire.
He made, you know, like $100 million.
Yeah, he could, you know, never have to worry about anything again.
He's just fine. Like us, Chuck.
Oh, yeah. He also has a championship ring.
I don't want to be greedy.
Yeah. That dude won. He won a title.
I mean, like 3 years ago, he scored 38 points on Marc Gasol. Like, right. I remember it vividly. It's like he was like 15 for 17 from the field. Like,
yeah. And that's the thing. You know, when it comes to being an all-time, you know, good or great player, motivation's huge. And motivation, I think, for Whiteside is money. He's trying to get paid.
I would imagine that. And so I think he is likely to go to the Lakers.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Just because I feel like he wants... I mean, I know South Beach has that lifestyle, but I feel like he's kind of... In my mind, he's thinking, you know, it was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, it was Shaquille O'Neal, and Nick
Chamberlain.
Now it's Hassan Whiteside.
Like, oh, yeah,
I feel like he's like, I am the next great Laker big. I feel
Believes his own, you know, folktale that he's, you know, some sort of polished rock that he turned into a gem that everybody else wants.
So,
the thing is he can't stop polishing because he's not there yet. And if he thinks he can go, you know, once he gets paid and not work, he's going to be done. You know, we'll see what happened with him. The same thing we saw happen with Bonham.
What will your response be if he goes and then, or if he stays? Like, if he stays on a max deal, are you're just like, good? Like,
So I'll be able to talk out of both sides of my neck for this. I think he'll be in Miami. I think he's not a player that works well in other organizations, though. I just believe that wholeheartedly. And it's not even the organization. I think it's the roster. You put him on any other roster, you're probably having to worry about, you know, leadership issues and butting of heads. Whiteside came into Miami as a nothing and became something. So there's like this pre-built psychological thing with the leadership in the Miami organization that, hey, man, we knew you when you were nothing.
Right.
You know, and we brought you in and gave you this chance.
And there's that established hierarchy, you know, where you have Dwayne Wade, you have veterans, you have Pat Riley, you even have Spoelstra, you know, who has some gravitas now with players. And then the Lakers, you have,
Yeah. And he's going to walk into a locker room being probably the highest paid player in the room. And that's going to, you know, dictate a specific sort of arrogance, I think, that it could be easily, if those DMs are true on Twitter.
We know that all the DMs that are exploding all over are mainly all manufactured.
Right.
Can you imagine if someone with Photoshop ability was transported back to, like, 20 years ago?
Oh, my goodness.
Or 40 years ago? They could take over the world easily.
Are you crazy? Have you not seen Wag the Dog?
Oh, yeah.
It's been going on, man.
Well, are you, you know that photo of, there's like a photo of fairies, like actual tiny fairies, like with wings. It was like from Australia in like 1890, which was just someone, I think, putting paper on like it. I would say anytime from 20 years past, anytime before like 1990 with Photoshop, you could take over the world. You could be king. You could be a god worshipped by others. Like,
yeah, you could, you know, prove that you can walk on water and like people would have believed it. You know, maybe that's what Jesus just had Photoshop.
He definitely was a Silicon Valley time traveler who was really good at Photoshop. He passed around photos of him turning the fishes and loaves and feeding 5,000.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So, are there any things? What else are you looking forward to?
What I liked so far. I don't care about projections. I don't care who may go where. What I liked is what's happened so far in Oklahoma City.
Just the trades from draft night?
Yeah, just the draft night stuff. We haven't podcasted since trades, but I mean that's the beginning of. The off season and those moves are tangible and I can actually speak on them instead of saying, oh, it would be great if maybe Joakim Noah played again with Derrick Rose. And I mean, all that stuff is dumb, but
you say dumb for me. That is I don't know. It's what keeps me going. It's the it's the lifeblood of following the NBA.
It is at this point.
It's just dreaming about the different player you know.
And it's fun. I get it as a mental exercise, but we're supposed to be analysts of sorts.
Oh, goodness. No, we're not.
Okay, Chuck. Good.
We're all right. Not here.
So, maybe. I the Oladipo thing, it's it's interesting what he could do there in that offense. What really though makes me smile is Oladipo's basically, you know, a younger James Harden with better defense.
Right. So, and much worse offense.
Oh yeah, severely severely worse offense, but you know, if you look, Oladipo's what now? Like 23?
Yeah, he's a young guy.
Yeah, so he was about the age, you know, when Oklahoma was going to the finals that Harden was. You know, if he takes a little bit of a step up, isn't asked to do as much as he was in Orlando.
Right.
And he can just basically be a better defensive presence, you know, even with Deion Waiters kind of being an okay, smart position player, you can have, you know, a really good rotation of wings that could help.
Huge upgrade for Oklahoma City. I know, yeah. Oladipo was kind of disappointing last year, uh-huh. and I'm not sure how to chalk that up. Like, it did seem like his role was always changing, and you know, yeah. Skiles, who knows what he did, but we do know the fact that he coached for 1 year and was like, I don't want to do this anymore. Please someone take this job for me.
Right.
So I do think Oladipo, like, moving into that Roberson role,
right,
seems great.
Yeah,
you know, and he's a more dynamic playmaker, like second unit. The idea of Russ and Oladipo in the backcourt together,
sick.
He's like a legit third fiddle, and that's even if they keep Kanter and, like, I don't know, and Adams might be the bigger guy. It's like his role seems like he could really flourish there. And
yeah, and he was, you know, he came out of Indiana, he had a lot of that hype, you know, his game. I don't think we'll ever be dominant offensively, but I think as a role player on a good championship contender, he can excel in the same way you saw, you know, Andre Iguodala do the same thing, where he was, you know, he was never the it guy. Even when he was the it guy, he wasn't amazing.
When he was in Orlando, he was arguably their best player.
Yeah,
like maybe it's Vucevic, but
Vucimane.
But still, the best wing defender, the best guard defender, was on Oladipo, and when he was on the court, he was the main kind of guy. And he will never get that in Oklahoma City.
Oh, which is amazing. It's the you know, the relief there for him. So I'm excited. That's a good move, Presti. I think ultimately though, made the big mistake by choosing Ibaka over Harden. At this point, is, you know, kind of an admittance of that. You know, that, hey, look, when we basically got, you know, pennies on the dollar for a lesser Harden when we could have kept him.
Although Presti will argue that it is now, years later, turned into Steven Adams. And then,
you can make that up.
So technically it kind of, you know, might end up still working. They still haven't won a title, but he definitely has done the same thing with Ibaka, where this is an expiring asset and I don't want to pay him a ton of money. And honestly, outside of the end of the Spurs series and the Warriors series, he did play great, but they'd really kind of made him
expendable.
Not essential to what they're doing, especially with the other good players in the front court. And if they say, hey, we can get a younger guy on a smaller contract who is a wing player, let's do it. And I love it. I'm fired up for that move for Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I think that's going to be exciting and puts them kind of, I mean, what you saw them do against the Warriors going seven games and beating that amazingly all-time great on paper Spurs team. Incredible that they made a move that made them better, that could have got them, you know, if they had made that move in the season, maybe would have got them to the finals.
Right. And I don't love it for Orlando.
Oh, God.
I mean,
has Orlando made a good decision ever?
I can talk myself into some of it as they finally get like a talented, you know, and a talented rim protector, because they've had no rim protector. But if you look at it based on what they did last year, which was trading away Tobias Harris for no picks, they just traded away Tobias Harris for Ersan Ilyasova 1 year and Brandon Jennings 1 year. So they pretty much now have gotten rid of Oladipo, a first-round pick, which was Sabonis, and Tobias Harris. They traded all those things for possibly a one-year rental of Serge Ibaka.
So right, right.
Not super fired up. I mean, you're in Snow White world. This is like last time I called John. You got the birds singing.
It's gorgeous out.
The menagerie of animals.
It's a beautiful day in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Very good.
Yeah.
Are there any – so you, for you, free agency, you just want to know when it's done.
I just let me know so then I can look at those rosters and see and make those decisions moving forward. Right now, I'm really, kind of busy.
Okay.
I got a business, as far as like sitting around and daydreaming, don't have much time for it. And when I did, this was the favorite part of the year. I mean, I remember in 2010, just like literally staring at a wall, dreaming of Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, and Chris Bosh together.
Right.
Like, and when those rumors would pop up, I just would salivate. Now I guess there was also my team has the Miami Heat has no real interest in ever drafting players, and the right. offseason for them has the opportunity to be awful, where
right.
two of their best players are gone. Probably the best player in franchise history could leave. So, to think about negative stuff like that right now gives me a little bit of agita. So, yeah.
That makes sense. All right. Well, cool, man. I'm going to let you go. Get back to your busy life then.
Yeah, man. And if y'all are in Nashville, come to my food truck.
Death from a bun.
That's it. At Real Dope Buns on Instagram. Holler.
That's perfect. All right, Chuck. I'll see you soon, buddy.
Later. Thanks, Keith. Bye.
All right, man. All right, that was Chuck. Before we call John, I want to tell you guys about Fan Essentials. FanEssentials.net. They are a subscription service that sells NBA gear and NFL gear now. They have boxes starting at $14.99. Enter the code FBBF, as in Fast Break Breakfast, and you get 30% off your order. You can pause that order anytime if you're taking a month off. You're not going to be home. It's a really great way to get a lot of cool, unique gear. Again, go to fanessentials.net, get all the essentials you need. All right, let's check in with John.
Hello.
Johnny.
How do you?
What's up, man? Rapid fire edition right now. You doing
Indeed.
Good? You're on the road. Where are you? You said you were somewhere in a gorge.
I've just crossed over into North Kakalaki.
Oh.
The abode of my parents.
Oh, so wait, you were doing the I-40 east through the mountains?
No, the other one. We go through like the Ocoee Gorge, down through Chattanooga.
Oh, okay.
Very picturesque, but also very harrowing, and not very internet friendly, as it turns out.
I gotcha. But right now, you are at a rest stop.
Correct.
Very good. Hey, shout out. Is this a Tennessee providing you Wi-Fi? Which state is providing you Wi-Fi right now?
It is, of course, North Carolina.
Oh, North Carolina. Shout out. North Carolina, who just had the NBA rewrite its transgender bathroom laws.
Indeed. I want to give North Carolina credit, but then I forget about all their amazing bigotry.
Yep. Well, so I talked to Chuck a little. Chuck is all he wants to talk about is Whiteside, but he's mainly not interested in the who goes where. He's more of a wake me when it's done. Let me know when the dust has settled.
Disagree more.
Yeah, I'm just excited about dreaming about everything that could happen.
Yeah, we discussed, I wasn't sure if you were joking or not. You had said it was a boring, terrible, underwhelming free agent class, and I feel like the class is really awesome.
Oh, really awesome? There's no
the
way.
Free agent class.
Well, I mean, if you're counting Durant
and James.
Well, go through
position by position. At point guard, you've got Mike Conley.
And?
At shooting guard, you've got Dwayne Wade through, like, Nick Batum. Small forward, you have Kevin Durant.
But see, you're just talking about, I mean, yes, Durant is obviously the big one, but there isn't a huge. I don't even like consider like the LeBron James, the Durant, the Dwayne Wades. Like for me, this free agent class is the centers, where it's Whiteside, but then like if you're saying Batum is your next guy, this is a not like.
Oh no, I was going like through Batum. There's like five guys ahead of him. Like, there's just a bunch of like players who could be pretty impactful, I feel.
Right, there's impactful players, but there's no all-stars changing teams. Like Al Horford is like a one-time all-star who's going to change a team. Like everyone.
Yeah, but that's because he plays in Atlanta. If Al Horford ends up playing for the Thunder, they'll like instantly be the best team, I think.
Well, I mean, instantly, we did talk, Chuck and I talked a bit about the Oladipo thing.
Yeah, right.
I mean, Horford would be a big get for them, but I don't know. I also
don't know what's going on with Kevin Durant, so I don't know how foregone, or I don't know if that's up in the air or if that's just like a LeBron
type situation.
I feel like he just wants to be wined and dined. I mean,
right.
I can't imagine him going. He can't go anywhere where they will be better than what the Thunder were at the end of the season.
Oh, I totally get it. I've been with the same publisher for 8 years, and every time, sorry, I got to turn on the AC for my dogs. Every time we change, every time my publishing deal is up, I go out to eat with like 10 other publishers.
There you go. Yeah, you got to get
my publisher knows I'm staying. I know I'm staying.
Right.
But I really like going to, restaurants I cannot afford to go to.
Right. Well, Grizzlies fans are hoping that's what Mike Conley's doing, because he has taking a Dallas Mavericks meeting on July 1. So we hope he's just enjoying the free food.
What do they need with Mike Conley when they have the likes of Darren Williams and, they've got it all.
Is that, yeah, Devin Harris.
Yeah.
Jose Juan Barea. Exactly.
Absolutely.
I'm curious, the center class, again, I think is the most interesting, because you have Dwight Howard, you have Al Horford, you have Hassan Whiteside, you have Yan Mahinmi, who's actually good, who won't get as many things.
You're forgetting the big name.
Joakim Noah, who did I leave out?
It's apparently going to the Knicks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's amazing. How's it going, Phil?
Yeah. I don't...
Bismack Biyombo is the name
and
Bismack
Biyombo. So where, I'm curious, where do you think all those names are going to land? Like, do you have in my mind, I think Whiteside is going to the Lakers.
That seems to be the it's like the only guy who will go see the Lakers, sadly.
Right.
a shout out power listener, Damon Rangula and his, rantings and ravings. It's kind of amazing to watch on Twitter.
Right. I think the
He's
Mavericks
become my favorite Twitter account for any fandom, because it resembles my own, which is just abject homerism and madness.
Yeah, I think the Mavericks would actually do really good to get Dwight Howard. I feel like that actually would be a good match. It's like they've had random guys look amazing. Like Zaza Pachulia looked like borderline all-star, especially, and he almost was thanks to the Georgian vote. But like, I feel like with Rick Carlisle and hooking him up to that Mavs
Aloha.
All right, you're back. The rest area taxpayer funded Wi-Fi dropped you. Anyway,
the quality of the call has dropped.
Yeah. Well, I was saying that I think Dwight Howard is a good match for the Mavs. I feel like hook him up to the Rick Carlisle Mavericks rejuvenation machine that makes, like that Majiri guy look pretty good, that made Zaza Pachulia a near all-star.
Right. Like,
huzzah.
All right. Every time I mention Zaza Pachulia, the call drops.
I figured out our issue.
Good.
So as you're getting into the Zaza zone, I look over and my old lady is furiously Snapchatting.
It can't handle both streams.
I don't know. Maybe it's a placebo effect, but I was like, turn it off. Turn it off. I'm doing very important podcast tomfoolery. So now I'm just getting the side eye, and she's sitting there not looking at her phone, doing nothing.
Very good.
She's so happy.
So if Whiteside goes to the Lakers, if Dwight Howard goes to the Mavs, and these are all fictional, and Joakim Noah goes to the Knicks,
not fictional.
Where do you think like the Biyombo lands? Where do you think Al Horford lands? Do you think do you buy the?
I imagine Horford is going somewhere like amazing.
I would like to see Horford go to like the Raptors, or go. I mean, I feel like the Hawks have kind of done their thing. I'm worried they're going to maybe actually pull the plug. But who
the
knows?
Hawks, sans Danny Ferry, are a nightmare.
Yeah.
They've chosen incorrectly in the Schroeder Teague choice. They're letting their absolute best player walk. They're just doing strange things. They're a team that now, as they're constructed, goes deep into the Eastern Conference playoffs. But apparently that's not satisfying enough.
Right.
And they think they're going to be able to blow it up and become title contenders by getting rid of all of their good players.
I don't know. They are in a tough spot where, like, their team might have crested. And, again, I don't know. Yeah. Building your team around Schroeder. I mean, Millsap is amazing, but he's getting older.
Yeah, he's old.
Yeah. And so who knows what they're going to do. But
Yeah. This notion that you have to blow things up all the time, I think, is like a misnomer.
Right.
Like a Hinky-esque misnomer.
Right. Although he's trusting that process.
It's very popular amongst the sabermetricians who've weaseled their way into office, though. So I guess that's what we're going to see from here on out.
Yep. Where do you think Biombo might end up?
In my head, I was thinking Indiana, but that doesn't really make sense considering how much faster they're trying to get. Although he's not slow.
No. He's a fine defender. I feel like they've kind of squelched. I'm not sure. I didn't pull up any of my documents in front of me because they did use up some of their cap space in the trades to get Thad Young and the trades to get Jeff Teague. But yeah,
he's going to get $20 million a year. So that should be somebody with.
You would think he would definitely get paid huge.
Yeah, I don't know where he'll end up. What are teams like the Rockets and the Clippers going to do? Like,
right. Well, the Clippers have no option. The Clippers can't get anyone.
Well, they've Doc Rivers themselves to death.
Yeah. I mean, like Portland might be interested because they want more of a legit shot blocker. And again, Portland.
Boy, and he'd do so well under Stotts as well.
Yeah. I think that would be a good match for him. But I mean, there are a lot of teams who need, like Milwaukee, even though they seem to have a glut of centers. And it would be funny to add yet another player on their team who can't shoot.
Incredible length,
right, like that would be pretty funny. So I don't know. That's the story. I mean, outside of obviously where the handful of wings, like the Bazemore, the Crab. See, DeRozan's a free agent again. He's just one I don't think about. I just consider him to be like the Raptors are going to keep him at the max just because you kind of have to.
I mean, Chandler Parsons is intriguing.
Oh, no doubt.
I mean, there's just like. You're right in that there's not like a LeBron sweepstakes or anything, but there's more than a handful of like, I mean, the landscape of the league could be very different because of this free agency period.
It's true. And it's just going to be which teams are going to ball out.
May be experiencing Memphis malaise because we are very aware that we're getting none of these good players.
Yeah. Although the Grizzlies have been dropping all these, we are pursuing, like they're getting Mark Stein to tweet things, which I think is all part of the wooing of Conley. Like, no, look, Mark Stein said we're a runner for Chandler Parsons. Like we're in the running. So, you know,
I'd take Chandler Parsons in a New York heartbeat.
I'd be excited about it, but also nervous because it would be the third Mavericks player with health issues.
Oh, God, you're right. that the Grizzlies have gotten. Third Mavericks sleeper agent.
Right. So, I mean, that's the thing where you have all these guys who are max ready, but it's like Kent Bazemore might get $20 million. But, like, Kent Bazemore is a career bench guy who, yes, has flourished in the last year in Atlanta, but maybe that's kind of a system thing. And, like, Nick Batum.
He'll go back to Lakers and get $30
million. Right. And like Nick Batum, who was kind of terrible in Portland, even though he was struggling with injuries. Like
he was awful 2 years ago.
Yeah, he claims that it was just getting the freedom of Charlotte to play how he wants to play, but he had one contract year like, oh, this guy looks great. So like all the guys who are the coveted prizes all have big red flags. Like even Conley and Horford, you're like, those guys are old. Those contracts are going to suck in 5 years, you know, in 4 years. So
yeah, there is a part of me that is curious about life after Conley just because the whatever contract we give him is going to be such an albatross sooner than later.
Right. And so again, he's been so beat up. But I think I'm as a Grizzlies fan, I definitely see the people saying like we can't pay him that much. It's like you're just not paying attention. Like you just kind of have to pay him that much. It's not that big of a percentage. It's the same percentage of the cap it as always was. Like you know, if you're going to keep making the playoffs, which is pretty much the Grizzlies' goal. I mean, if Gasol doesn't rebound, it's all meaningless. But
I mean, it may be meaningless without Conley.
But,
honestly.
Even once you sign Conley, and if it turns out Gasol's meaningless, you can still trade Conley. Like
Grizzlies have the most tenuous future of any franchise.
They're up there on where like they've passed the optimism. Like the optimism meter has started. Pointing down, like it's now nose down on the graph.
It's a nosedive,
right? Are there
it's not like the Clippers? You can see the writing on the wall. Like this could be dying soon, but they'll still be good for years,
right?
Like Grizzlies may be bad next year.
Well, and especially when like I think the most optimistic franchises are like the Nuggets and the Timberwolves, who are also Western Conference, you know, and you assume like the Pelicans get back on track. At least the Grizzlies will still be better than the Lakers for 1 year, you know,
in theory,
depending on what the,
if Luke Walton is the,
if he truly is the greatest,
the Grateful Dead shaman that they claim.
Yeah, if he is the greatest coach we've ever seen, which it might be, statistically, it's still up in the air. It's still possible.
And who knows? Maybe it's not. His name's not Brandon Wright. Who did they take second overall?
Oh, the Brandon Ingram.
Brandon Ingram. Maybe he'll be the Jack Skellington savior they've been looking for.
Right. All right. To wrap up, because I got to run. And you got to hit the road.
Indeed. I am getting harsh looks from a woman and three dogs.
You know, those dogs will eat you if it comes down to it.
Have my face first.
That's right. So do you have anything final you want to close with? Any of the trades or the drafts that you thought were awesome? Or?
I mean, I find the continuing devolution of the Knicks franchise endlessly fascinating.
Yep.
I just don't see how you could look at Derrick Rose and Joakim Noah, especially now they're going to have another minutes logjam.
I mean, actually in what way you think, just with Noah and Porzingis?
I mean, not exactly Noah and Porzingis, but I do think, like now they have too many like big players who need minutes, and they just added Joakim Noah. So yeah. I don't really understand anything.
But I mean,
doing.
I think they're actually kind of thin. Like they haven't brought in. I mean, they're depending on how long the Noah contract is for. It maybe not won't be that bad. Like if they don't sacrifice their cap space in like 2018, I don't think it's a huge deal.
But this has to be the most like malignant looking band-aid I've ever seen.
It is a rough band-aid, and you know maybe Joakim Noah is a, I don't know, you don't want to say buy low for whatever the reported contracts are that he's coming out, but it's pretty much the same amount that Robin Lopez was getting, and Joakim Noah's ceiling is way higher than Robin Lopez's ceiling is.
He's got Joakim Noah, when he can play, is a great basketball player, but how often can he play at this stage in his career? And then Derrick Rose is probably, what do you think, league average point guard?
I've maintained he's below average. I mean,
there's he's definitely not the type of player that you see succeed in the modern NBA any longer.
Yeah, I would have rather them given that $20 million to Jeremy Lin, but.
Yeah, I mean, he's like Ramon Sessions now.
Right, Ramon Sessions you can have for probably $4 or $5 million. Although,
actually, you know what? You just said the thing I'm looking forward to most. Where does Jeremy Lin go?
Yeah,
come on, Grizzlies.
There's no chance. I mean, if I'm the Nets, I power offer him like 2 year, $50 million. Like, just give me a dribbler. So for me, that's the fun of the teams with all the cap space. The Nets have all the cap space. The Sixers have all the cap space, and I do want to see the like. And the Rockets have. I mean, like 28 teams have a lot.
Rockets will be interesting.
Rockets are going to drop like Marvin Williams 1 year, $30 million. Like those are the ones I'm looking forward to. Just the giant balloon, like 1 year, come and play. Let's try to keep our options open. So,
well, Keith, I will let you go. I look forward to seeing you in your Tony Roten jersey.
Oh, we didn't even talk about Tony Roten. I will say I'm so fired up about Tony Roten coming back to the Grizzlies. Yes, he is terrible, but I still find his, you know, he's still 23. He's tantalizing. Left-handed, 6'6". The Grizzlies, through the draft and the Tony Roten thing,
it's a homecoming.
Well, and I think they doubled the number of guys who can dunk on the team. Like, wow. I think we took it from 3 to 6.
Lob City.
Love it. All right. Thanks, John. Safe travels.
Ta-ta.
See you.
See you.
And there you have it. Yeah, I can't believe I almost forgot to mention the Tony Roten thing. Tony Roten, I kind of have a weird weak spot for him. He has been, by all metrics, a terrible basketball player. But hey, you don't want to give up on a 6'6" left-handed point guard. At least that's my take. At the very least, I don't mind him being a third string project, or just a summer league project, to see what is actually there, even though he got kicked off the Knicks for perhaps some disciplinary reasons. Anyway, all right. Hope you enjoy the free agency. Thanks for listening with us. Check us out on Twitter at FastBreakBreak. Like us on Facebook. Give us a review on iTunes. 5 stars is really appreciated and it helps us out. Next week, I will be going to Vegas for Vegas Summer League. Hope to meet some people, connect with some people. We might podcast before then, talking about some moves of free agency, maybe give you a legit Grizzlies epilogue, talking about the moves they can do. All right, you guys are the best, and thanks for listening. And remember, breakfast is the most important thing.